welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Thank you, Father. Guys, if you want to find your seats, if there's younger people and you want to make your way to the front so you can see a bit better, you'd be very welcome, because I'm just going to take 5 minutes to look at what's happened this morning, what's been going on, because you might be sat there and thinking, like, what was that all about? Like, where was the shampoo and the shower gel? You know, why were they doing it all together? And have I been missing something my whole life? Am I supposed to have a bath with my clothes on? But this morning, I just want to explain a little bit about what's happened this morning. I'm going to go over to this one, Tim. And so this morning, I've got my helpful assistant, Roy. This is Roy. Say hi, Roy.
Hello.
Now, this, I also have a baptism tank. It's not quite a baptism tank yet. It is now. There we go. And Roy is going to be our baptism person example. Now, don't worry. He is a trained professional baptize example giver. Aren't you, Roy?
Yes.
Take a bow. Thank you. Oh, I saw your bottom. Now, baptism represents a couple of things. It firstly represents our death going under. Thank you, Roy. Hold your breath. Stay there, Roy. Going under represents being buried, going like underground. That coming up again is like being raised to new life, just like Jesus died and was raised to new life. So it represents this death of the old life, of what was bad in our lives before, and this new life, thank you, Roy, of what God has got for us now. It also represents something else. It also represents a bath. Oh, careful, your trousers are falling down, Roy. This is why I told the baptism candidates, don't wear white because it turns see-through. It can get very awkward very quickly. So it also represents a spiritual bath. So just have a little wash in there, Roy. There we go. Clean all over. There we go. And it's not washing the outside, though. It's washing the inside, washing our hearts and our conscience, guilt and shame. All these things are washed away in baptism. Now, you might think, oh, wow, where can I get water like that? Is it shipped in special holy water from the Vatican? Like, how much is it? Come on, tell me where I can get this stuff. It sounds good. But there is nothing magical or special about this water. Roy, can you stand? Oh, look. Yeah. Take a bow, Roy. There's nothing special magical about the water, because the water, it represents something. Now, in baptism, something real is happening in the spirit. Our spirits, our hearts, our consciences are really being washed. But at the same time, it's representative of something, because water can't wash our conscience or our hearts away. But there is only one thing that can. Roy, I wish you didn't float. There you go. And that's this. Blood. Now, you might suddenly think, this is getting creepy now. It's getting a little bit macabre. Why would someone want to have a bath in blood? But I want to explain the blood of Jesus and what it means for just a minute. Because it's this, the Bible says, the blood of Jesus is the only thing that can wash us clean and make us new. It's the blood of Jesus that buys us the right to be able to say goodbye to our old life and to have new life. And I want to explain it like this. So Roy, you just chill out there. I hope you don't get dyed red. But I'm just going to explain something really quickly. Has anyone ever maybe gone to the mechanics for like a free brake check? And you get there and you're having your weak, barely tastes like TT from the machine, and the mechanic comes in after your free brake check and he walks in, he goes, yeah, they're all right, £500 please. He sprays everywhere, like, what? But it was a free check. He says, yeah, but I've got to charge for parts and labor, you know, like, and you think, well, what? Well, I've got to pay my wages, you know. And sin is a little bit like this. The Bible says that the wages of sin are death. So it's sort of like you pick up the phone and you call up sin. You say, oh, is that sin? 0800 S-I-N. Is that sin? Yeah, oh, hi. I'd really like to just indulge my selfish desires. Is that okay? Can you do that? Oh, yeah, okay, great. Fantastic. Come round. Sin comes round and sin occurs, whatever it might be. We employ sin. And afterwards, sin goes, well, great. Now, just about payment. And we think, payment? I hadn't thought about paying sin. So, well, yeah, you, obviously you owe me for the time. Oh, okay, get our wallets out. You know, well, I've got a fiver. All right. Oh, no, it's a bit more than that, son. All right, oh, 50 quid is all I've got. I mean, I could go to a cash point. Oh, no, mate, I don't want money. There's only one thing you can pay my wage is your life. The wage, the only thing that can pay me, the debt, is death. And suddenly we're thinking, ah, I wish I'd known that before I asked you to come and employed you in my life. And so it's at this point we might turn to God and say, God, help me. And if God was anything like me, he might be like, well, you employed him, you've got to pay him. You know, thankfully, God isn't like me. He says, okay, well, there's only one, if the debt is death, death has to be paid. You can't get out of it because it's right to pay something what they're owed. But the only thing that can pay is death. So tell you what, since you can't manage that yourself, obviously, I'll pay it for you. So that's where Jesus comes in, that Jesus died on our behalf to pay the wage of sin, which was death. But the amazing thing about the blood of Jesus is that it was such an overpayment. It was so precious, and because he shed it, everything that he had, he held nothing back. It was such an overpayment that it's like our debt was a fiver and he paid billions. You know, like he just paid it so far and above anything that we could ever need to pay or owe, that not only is death paid, that we don't need to die if we sin again, but again and again and again. And the Bible says, though the wages of sin is death, the free gift of God is eternal life. Not life just paid for that sin, but life everlasting because of this incredible overpayment. So baptism represents this going into the water, which represents the blood of Jesus. Because this blood, when we go under and we come up, has paid for us to be able to say goodbye to our old life. And it completely washes and cleans us from every sin, every bit of guilt and shame that has ever or will ever be part of our lives. That's pretty amazing, right? Now, every person who got baptized this morning, I asked them a question. While we're going through the course and learning about what's baptism all about, I asked them a question. In fact, I asked them two questions. The first was, when you get baptized, what are you saying goodbye to in your old life? Because when you come out of the water, the old you is left behind. What are you saying goodbye to? And you might be sat here this morning and you think, I've got so much in my life I want to say goodbye to. There's so much in me that's either happened to me or I've done that plagues me, whether it's a sickness or it's shame or it's addiction or it's struggling with something or something that's happened that you feel you can't forgive yourself for, whatever it might be, you feel like there's stuff in my life I wish I could say goodbye to. I asked him another question of what are you saying hello to? When you come out of the water, you have new life in Jesus. And the life that Jesus gives us is life that is to its fullness. It's full of joy and peace and love and just everything that's good. Everything he says to us is for our good. And the other question I ask is after what are you saying goodbye to is what do you need to be washed clean from? Guilty conscience or what you've done in the past or again what's been done to you, what you need to be washed clean from. And so you might be sat here this morning and you're thinking, I didn't really maybe get what was going on there, but this makes sense that we don't make a decision really of I want to get baptized, but Jesus tells us repent and be baptized. Yeah. Because it's what he wants to do in us in baptism. Like Roy, thank you. He says to us, I want to baptize you because I want you to have the life that I've got for you. I want to wash you clean. I don't want you to have to deal with all that stuff that you've been carrying for so long. So this morning, I want to give everybody here the opportunity that if you've got stuff in your life you want to say goodbye to, that you want to take hold of the life that God has for you, and the stuff that you want to be cleaned from, that you can stand before him completely right, completely holy, completely clean before God and say, God, my life is yours now. Then I want to give you the opportunity to be able to do that. So I ask that everyone right now, we all stand. And it would be great to have time to have the band up and help create a bit of an atmosphere so no one feels awkward or anything like that. But do you know what? I don't think that really matters, because what matters is the way we respond to Jesus in our hearts right now. So I'd like to ask the response team, if there's anyone in the response team here, if you could just come down to the front. And we're going to pray right now. Let's all pray this. You can pray this in your own words. Let's pray something like this. Father, thank you for the blood of Jesus. That even though I might not get it or understand it completely, thank you, I get that it is so precious and that you paid it all for me. You didn't hold anything back for me. That you paid the wages of sin, which was death, for me, that I can have everlasting life. And Jesus, I want to give you my whole life because of what you've given for me. Thank you that in you, right now, I'm making this decision. The old can be gone and the new can come. And if you want to right now, you want to pray this, you want to give your life to Jesus, just pray that in your own words. Jesus, I want to give you all of my life. You come and be king of the new life you've got for me. Make me new, make me clean by your blood in Jesus' name. And if you pray that for the first time, or maybe you've wanted to recommit your life to Jesus, you know that there's been stuff in your life that you want to get rid of, then I want to just invite you, come down to the front. There's some guys down here. We want to just pray with you and encourage you and celebrate you with you, like we've celebrated with these guys, the new life that God has got for each and every one of us. Thank you so much this morning, guys, for coming down. If you want to, if you pray that prayer, you want to come down, come on down now, please. But let's just carry on celebrations this morning. Tea and coffee, just share life with one another. Have an amazing week. God bless. We'll see you next week.
We're done, Troy.
Thanks, Roy.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.